Idaho Power has proposed 8 rate adjustments so far this spring. That will likely mean a higher electric bill for customers this summer. Part of that increase comes from a power cost adjustment. Greg Said is Idaho Power's Vice President of Regulatory Affairs. He says renewable energy contracts play a major role in pushing the adjustment up.
We've seen a 25% increase in those costs in the last year.
Idaho Power faces about $123 million in costs this year because of the Public Utility Regulatory Policies Act, or PURPA. But those renewable energy contracts aren't the only reason for the proposed rate hikes. Boise attorney Peter Richardson works with renewable energy developers. He says Langley Gulch, Idaho Power's new natural gas plant, is really the reason why rates could go up.
The PURPA rates are cheaper than Langley Gulch, and the PURPA projects are allowing Idaho Power to back off other more expensive resources.
But Idaho Power doesn't see it that way. Greg Said disagrees with Richardson's calculations on renewable energy contracts and Langley Gulch.
As he looks at data and as the company looks at data, we find that we have a different point of view.
Idaho Power is allowed to increase customer rates to recover the cost of building the nearly $400 million plant in Payette County. That plant isn't expected to go online until July. That's when Idaho Power wants to start charging customers more to begin paying off Langley Gulch. Meanwhile, the State Public Utilities Commission can approve, reject, or modify the power company's rate adjustments. PUC spokesman Gene Fadness says the commission will likely okay those related to power costs.
If their power purchases were prudent, we really don't have a lot of wiggle room in changing substantially what their request is.
Fadness says the major decision to recover Langley Gulch costs was made years ago. Now the commission will make sure expenses to build the plant were needed to serve Idaho Power customers. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.